In the lead up to the Tokyo Paralympic Games, here on RNIB Connect Radio, we are chatting with visually impaired Paralympian sportsmen and sportswomen to find out their thoughts on the Tokyo Games and how they think the GB Paralympic team might fare in Tokyo. I'm now joined here by Naomi Riches, MBE, London 2012, Adaptive Rowing Gold Medal winner. Hello, Naomi, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, it's lovely to be with you.
Naomi, before we chat about how you think the GB visually impaired team might fare in Tokyo, I wanted to take you back to London 2012 and the Paralympic Games. And I wondered, how did you feel on that start line waiting for the gun to go off?
Oh, wow, that's such a long time ago. It's hard to kind of remember because in rowing, the rules were that you had to wear goggles, which blacked out your vision when you're a visually impaired rower. So all I've got is the kind of the feel of the boat and the water under me. And rowing starts are a very odd place. They're very, well, I suppose all starts to all races like this, but they're very quiet. And all you can hear is the little tap, tap, tap of somebody's oar in the water as they're trying to straighten the boat up. Or, you know, it's a very, very calm place. But inside, your heart is kind of, is not calm. It's kind of bang, 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 bang. So I was nervous. I knew we had a challenge ahead of us because we knew the Germans were really quick. In particular, they were our biggest sort of rivals. But I knew also that this is what we've been doing, been practicing, been going over and over again. And if we just do what we know we need to do, we have the ability to win. And it's funny, you've got that mixture of self-belief and also that mixture of terror that something might go wrong that you don't expect, or, you know, so it's quite a strange balance of emotions.
And what was it like winning that gold medal in front of a home crowd?
Well, the first feeling, because I actually didn't realise that we'd crossed the finish line. Again, I was wearing these goggles and the Dorney roar was so incredibly loud that I couldn't hear the buzzer. I couldn't hear our cox, Lily, you know, directing the boat and delivering the race plan. I couldn't hear the Germans. So I didn't actually know where we'd come. And then Pam sat behind me and said we'd won. And the first feeling was utter relief that it had worked, that our plan had come together. And then just pride and happiness. And I don't think I stopped smiling for at least 6 months.
And Tokyo is going to be a very different game for many reasons. And I wondered what advice you would give to Ellen Buttrick and the rest of the GB Adaptive Rowing team as they wait to compete on the water in Tokyo.
I think I would just say, more than anything, believe in everything that you've done up to this point. You have done countless pieces, racing pieces on the water. You have done countless competitions already. You know what you're doing, and just have absolute faith and belief in what you've been practicing, the training you've been doing, and everybody else in your crew with you. And if you're on your own, then with the support team around you, because they are really still part of your crew. So I think it's just having that belief and having that confidence in everything that you've been doing up to this point, because there's nothing different. It's still a race, it's still in a laned course, it's still 2 kilometres, it's exactly the same as what you've done a gazillion times before. Do the best that you can do on the day, and that's all you can ever ask for.
Naomi, apart from Ellen and the rest of the GB Adaptive Rowing team, are there any other visually impaired athletes that we should be looking out for in Tokyo?
I don't know. It's hard to sort of pinpoint individuals unless you're quite sort of well connected with the actual sports. But, you know, I think generally, as a rule, visually impaired athletes within the UK, all of the sports that we do, you know, we're very, very good in this country at delivering in the Paralympic Games. And I think that has increased definitely over the last 2 Paralympiads since London, because I think London was a bit of a turning point to people's view on disabled sport. I honestly believe that, because of the feeling and the feedback and what I witnessed people, you know, the difference in people from going, having been to Beijing and to London, and noticing that the sort of the pickup in interest in disabled sport at London was markedly different to what it was in Beijing. So I think as a team going out there, we're going to be spectacular. And I think the difference with Tokyo, obviously, is that there's going to be no crowds. So one of the things I just said about Dorney and the crowd being so loud, and the guys and girls aren't going to get that. So the pressure is going to feel different. And I think that they've just got to, again, with all sports, have that belief in everything that they've done. And actually, in a way, then what's happening on the day isn't that different to what they're used to, because there's suddenly no crowd. And the crowd for some people brings a huge amount of pressure, but for others it might be encouraging. So it's working out how you deal with that in your head. I think it's really, really important. And I'm sure they'll all have been working with their psychologists and coaches on that actual, you know, point.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Naomi Richards, MBE, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
No problem at all. Absolutely lovely to chat with you.